this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the drilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
The grilling guys, and we're getting some good tunes laid down here. We are being handled, is that right, AJ?
I think that's how that's pronounced.
We're getting handled today by Brian Fonger's back at the big board, and we have AJ from 105.3, otherwise known as Wingman, and Wingman is out here taking care of Orange Julius's job today, so we appreciate that, Wingman. I think Julius might have just lost his job because, I don't know, you can't punk me at Alan Bob's, you know what I'm saying?
Snooze, you lose. That's how
right.
It is.
And we're still being joined by Travis Fritz, who's brewer turned broadcaster. You actually did a little radio time.
I did. I did remotes for the alternative rock radio station whenever I was in college in East Lansing.
The smoke-filled rooms.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah right, exactly. Exactly, for a very brief moment.
We want to talk a little bit about aging venison, and as I said earlier when I was talking with Ted Nugent, I wanted to have Babe Winkleman on because Babe is a bit of an expert on aging, and I'm finding guys here and there that just seem to have some superior knowledge on aging, and Babe is one of those guys that definitely, I always thought he was just the best fisherman in the world. My very first fishing glasses were Babe Winkleman's, and I was so proud of them until my brother-in-law fell in the lake with them on. Thanks, Paul.
Brothers-in-law.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He just can't stand up in a boat very well.
So
this is basically tip number one from Babe Winkleman on aging and taking basically the loving care of your dead animal. And it says to make sure you field dress and bleed the deer as quickly as possible, which I'm a firm believer in also. I think that the timing, especially in these warmer falls, early season, and then allow the body cavity to cool down and skin it as soon as possible. There's another area where a lot of guys have, you know, different thoughts.
Yeah.
I've always believed that getting that skin off earlier is better. You have to wrap it in cheesecloth or plastic or something when you do, but it's a heck of a lot easier to skin when it's warm.
You're right.
And I use the golf ball method. I don't know if you've ever seen that or not, but a lot of guys will let them hang in 60-degree weather with the hide on.
Right.
You're going to have funky meat.
That's what it is.
It's not going to taste good. So if your wife doesn't like venison, it's just like Ted said. You probably didn't care for it much. Now, Babe says to quarter the deer to hang it.
Sure.
And I kind of like that. I never gave it a whole lot of thought. What I normally like to do is I cut the legs off right above the knee and the top joints to get rid of the tarsal glands and everything, and then take the head off it and hang it at, back end up first.
Okay. To bleed it.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Because, you know, the meat basically has to bleed out, and the more of the vein, the cross-cut of the meat you expose, the better you're going to drain that blood. And venison has a real irony taste to it if you don't get the blood out of it.
Absolutely.
So he's saying quarter it, and I really like that idea. It really takes care of a lot of problems. If you have an extra refrigerator, you could literally age it in a refrigerator if you quarter it. And if it's not cold enough, that'd be a great thing to do.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And then, according to Babe Winkleman anyway, nothing destroys the flavor of wild game like freezer burn. That's another great area that, you know, Jop has a really nice vacuum packer. And that's a very good idea. But let's say you don't like me. I don't have one. He's got a cool method here. Using Ziploc bags and basically a sink full of water. And he says to put your meat in a bag, close the Ziploc until it's just about totally closed, and submerge it with a zipper on the top. Let it stand down into the water, and the pressure of that water will push all the air out of that thing,
Great tip.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's a great tip.
I've literally sucked the air out of them just by putting my mouth up to the zipper and, like, taking a big toke on it.
Yeah, it might be fun for people to watch. It's probably not the most expedient way.
Yeah, after about three of those, you're getting kind of dizzy.
I've had that happen.
Anyway, when you prepare your venison, this is, again, from Babe Winkleman, treat it like you would a good cut of beef. If you normally eat your beef medium rare, prepare your venison medium rare. And most sportsmen tend to cook the life juices out of wild game. It's true. I mean, how many times have you been to somebody's house or been to deer camp or fish camp? They're doing venison, and they'll just, like, they think they have to cook it really long and then put water in it and simmer it for an hour to try and tenderize it.
Right.
It just means that they didn't start with a good cut of meat.
Right.
Or they didn't take care of it when it was fresh.
Well, and that's what Ted Nugent was saying, I guess, too, is that the way you're actually curing it and drying is going to take care of that tenderizing so you can cook it like you would cook a good piece of steak.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sure. And you want to hang it at least 7 days. Age it 7 days. I mean, you're going to have a beautiful piece of meat. I know a fellow who ages his meat up to like 40 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, of course, you know, you do have some green meat on the outside. He cuts all that off. What you have on the inside is phenomenal.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. I think it's 28 days he does it.
Okay. Still a long time.
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Right.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I'm sure it's, this is like making a ham almost. Yeah?
Well, if you get a good aged steak, like I was at a butcher shop in Chicago, and these cowboy steaks were probably $30 a piece. I got three steaks. It was $100.
Jeez. I hope they were good.
I fell over at the counter. No prices on any meat in the place.
Yeah, you know? Scare you away.
Like, yeah, it should have been my first tip. But I didn't care. I was bound. I heard he had the best meat in Chicago. I mean, these things were like, you could cut them with your fork.
Oh.
And he said he ages them 4 weeks. So I'm sure there's a lot of waste when you let something hang that long.
Well, there you get a better piece of meat. That's why they're so expensive, right?
He's throwing half of it away. Anyway, so those are some big tips in terms of, I guess, in my opinion, things to do with your venison. This time of year now, apple cider is about $8-9 a gallon. But that's okay because you're still going to buy it and drink it.
Absolutely.
So get your apple cider. If you want to have a mom and dad apple cider, a nice hot apple cider toddy, we're going to post this on the grillingguys.com. And don't forget to go and check out our Facebook page because we got some cool stuff that just went up there. But it's Facebook.com/ The Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter if you like, Grilling Guy on Twitter. And you can always pick up extra recipes. If you're listening and you've got some ideas on this stuff, if you want to post recipes on our Facebook page, by all means, please do. We have full access to everybody on that page. So you can put pictures, recipes, anything you like on it. It's really a public forum. It's there for you. But for apple cider, this is apple cider, this is a really nice little toddy. And it's basically 4 cups of apple cider, some orange juice, and some pomegranate juice, a cup of Myers rum, some cinnamon, some cloves, and an apple and an orange. And you basically heat that up. You put your rum in last.
Right
before you put it in the thermos or whatever you're going to store it in. But basically what you're supposed to do is take these whole cloves and cut slots in your apple, and you put the cloves right in the apple so they don't float around and get stuck in somebody's drink.
Fantastic.
So they don't end up with, nice little fall drink, though.
I'll take one now.
I love fresh apple cider, you know, and hot with a little good dark rum in it.
Yeah, even better.
Sounds like a great idea to me.
Absolutely.
It is the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We are at Alan Bob's. It's the Big Buck Weekend. So stick around. We'll be back with Brett Bakita next.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.